Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Right. So back on the beach. I've been down here a bit less than I would like to, just for a few reasons. And one was, you know, the dog. He's better, but he's not like 100%, and I don't want to come down and do some damage to his leg, or hip, or whatever it is that's still kind of healing. So I don't want to overdo it with him. But the other reasons are good reasons. So one is I started going back to exercise, which I've spoken about so much in here, beyond just beach walking, you know, like proper sweated out exercise, which actually brings me to the topic of today. But the other reason is that I have had the house move, had my retreat, and I've had just so many clients, which has been amazing. But I do have limited amount of hours in the day. So, you know, I've been doing a few night calls with international clients and you know, the 3 days of preschool are even shorter than what I had with the 3 days of daycare. So it's all been just a big adjustment, and I'm still kind of getting used to it, even though we're like 5 months in on the year. What the fuck? Whoa. Yeah, so it's all good reasons, but what I want to talk about today is this idea that has kept coming up quite a bit. Come on, Bill. Lately for me. And I've been talking about it with a few clients and with some friends. I had an amazing group of friends come over yesterday for a chat, and it came up then. And it came up in Shop Speak Up, actually, because one of our amazing members and a client of mine just had this kind of epiphany where she had loved something a lot and then just got kind of almost repulsed by it, and then has just come back. And this really is like what happened to me with exercise. So, I mean, I was obsessive, 3 hours a day kind of girl. And for not necessarily, I mean, there were some positive reasons for it. One, I just absolutely loved it. I loved pushing myself physically, seeing what I was capable of. And two, I was, you know, in the heights of my depression. And so the exercise was, you know, almost my medicine. And then I got pregnant and couldn't exercise because I was really sick. And then it's just kind of been really hard to get back into it. And yes, my daughter is 5 years old, so I've had a big break. But I kind of like went to the other extreme and was just like, oh, nah. And 12 weeks ago, I joined like a local bod squad, it's called. And it's like a mother's boot camp, and it's just the best. It's the best community. The chick who runs it is just rad. And I'm back in my body, doing things differently to last time, because it's not necessarily about seeing how far I can go. It's just about exploring being in the physicality of my body again. So the motivating factors are different. But I've kind of swung back around, right? Oh dear, dog's doing a shit. Hang on, I just gotta get the bag out. So it brings up this idea that I've been talking about a lot recently, which is the idea of the swing. And I'll just pick up this bag, this shit. And then I'll be able to get back into my flow. Hang on, opening the bag. Oh, nice corn. And it's warm. Lovely. All right. Hang on, let me do this up. Gosh, I'm like quite talented tying up a bag with one hand. Anyway, it's all good. All right, so where was I? The swing. So the idea of the swing is that, and I see it over and over and over and over again, which is why I actually am coming to believe that it is natural. And sometimes we beat ourselves up for it. So the idea of the swing is, we, you know, like a swing is, I don't even know the science, so forgive me for being completely, you know, ignorant here, but I'm sure it's got something to do with gravity, right? And so we swing out, and we can't just stay up there. Gravity will bring us back. So sometimes when we're doing something, we go out to the extreme with it, right? So for example, say you find a food that you really love. If you have an obsessive personality like me, you might want to eat that food every single day. But then eventually it becomes a bit like, ugh, bleh, you know? And so you swing back in the opposite direction and you just never fucking want to eat that thing again. And then you might take a break for a while and you'll come back, give it a shot, and you find this like almost equilibrium where there's like a little bit more balance. And it's not like you're obsessed with the thing, but you're not also repelled by the thing. It's just kind of in this healthy state. And I mean, I can't tell you how many instances in life or how many anecdotes I have to support this idea. I mean, if you look at Radcasters, it was like that, right? Gung-ho, all in, doing all the things, wasn't working, started to get repulsed by it, had to swing away. And then eventually, once I had done my healing or whatever I had to do around that, I came back into it without all the resistance and all the other stuff. It just came into like a healthy balance. And I find that kind of happens even like, it's just like the ebb and flow of life, I guess. Like, you know, it's like we have that with clients too, right? So sometimes we'll be like really pumping, business is really pumping. We've got like way too much on our plate. There's like so much happening and you're like, oh, it's all amazing, but whoa, crazy. And then it just grinds to a dead halt and you're like, what the fuck just happened? Like everything was so, you know, and then it will eventually just come back into a state of equilibrium. And I think sometimes we can get into a space where we start to question, like, if there's something wrong with us, if there's something wrong with the universe, you know, are we doing something wrong? And we can tend to burn bridges. Like, I try not to do this because I understand the concept of the swing. So I'll often just take a break from things instead of like burning down the bridges. I'll be like, hey, this isn't like working for me right now, and so I'm just gonna walk away for a while and see what happens. And then eventually, if it's something that is meant for me, it'll find its way back in and I'll come back into some equilibrium with it. And this can happen for all kinds of things, right? Like, I'm just thinking about all the people in my communities and some of the things that have happened with them, whether they've been, you know, really quite religious and then they've gone and swung in the other direction and had no beliefs in kind of anything, and then they're kind of swinging back into this equilibrium with it where they're finding their own path with it, or whether it's, you know, like, for example, actors who are right up in there and then they just need a break and then eventually they come back to it. Musicians, you know, a lot of people will break away from what they've been doing and what they've been 100% involved with in order to like swing away from it and then eventually come back to find a way that works for them. And I guess this is the key, right? If I think about all the things that I've done in the past that I've swung away from, they're things that haven't necessarily been aligned with me. I've done them because I thought I should. I've done them because I thought that that's just what we did. And then I've been at that swing end and realized it's not really working for me. So I've swung away, denied it all, and then eventually found my own way with it, my own rhythm. And so maybe that's it. Maybe we go gung-ho into something and then swing away in order to find our own path with it. So, have you swung? Is there anything in your life that you have loved and walked away from? And is there anything that you have swung and walked away from that is causing you... Okay, so there's two questions. Is there anything that you're feeling like you need to swing away from? Because so often people stay in that extreme, in that swing for longer than they need to, because they don't trust that we can swing away and find our own way, find our own rhythm, you know? So they're up there desperately trying to hold on. Like, I've got this image in my head of, like, you know, a big swing, but someone swung up so high they're caught onto the edge of like something and they're just hanging there, when if they just let go and swung the opposite direction, eventually they would find like a really good rhythm. And sometimes even just stillness, you know? So there's that. Like, are you holding on for dear life to something at the top of a swing? What if you just let go? Not to burn down bridges, not to like leave something for good if you don't want to, but like, what if you just let go and see if it swung you back up? See if gravity took you back to where you were, and then maybe you're supposed to be there. But maybe you're supposed to swing back and forth and feel what that feels like in order to find where feels good for you. And then on the other side, have you swung away from something that is calling you back, but maybe pride or your ego is stopping you from swinging back? Because maybe you did burn down a bridge and you're having regrets about that now. There is no shame in jumping on that swing and letting that motherfucker ride. You know? You can always rebuild a bridge. So that is today's episode, The Swing. Are you currently sitting on a swing? At which stage of the swing? Where have you found that equilibrium? And where could you find it if you were to let go? Or, well, let go, right? Let go at one end or let go at the other and just see where the swing takes you, baby. All right. That's it from me today. Peace out.
the end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.